I thank you so much for that. But you see, you've got all sorts of wonderful spirit helpers and guides that are just totally wanting to be with you. You know, they can be members of your family who've passed on. They can be, you know, friends that you knew in other lifetimes. You know, it's just, they can be spiritual family members from your core soul group. They want to communicate with you. And your higher self, that's a heck of a lot of fun to get that. That unconditional acceptance and love from the other side. It's just so wonderful. And if they can let you kind of unhook your issue that's keeping you from opening to the abundance, to the extraordinary joy and gifts of your reality, then, hey, so much the better. Let them help you. Open them. And you'll help your receiving. You could use some receiving, some juicy receiving. Let her help you. Okay? All right. So who's next?
That's it.
That's it?
Time.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank those of you who asked us questions. Good, juicy questions. And so what we'd like to do now is take you on a meditation. So get yourself in a position that's comfortable, or as comfortable as it can be. And hopefully in a position where you will not fall asleep, where you will not wander off. Because frankly, this particular meditation, we want you to be as conscious and aware as you can be, because you're the conscious one who is doing the magic. We want to work some magic with you. We want to put our energies on and bring in your spirit helpers and all your friends in, and let's all together, let's get some magic going for you. Okay? Maybe all of you have gone through some of this pivot, some of this pause, somewhere where it seems like something has dropped out and you want it to come back in. Well, when it comes back in, it'll be a different vibration. Just acknowledge that that's okay. It's going to be better. Allow that to be okay. Allow that to be true for you. That's the spell you put on it. Allow it to be true. That's better. So closing your eyes and drawing that curtain of privacy over you, getting into your private space, into your quiet space. Take your attention. Bring it into a point. Just bring your attention into a point. It may be your third eye or some other point that may appear to be in your body or not. But go to the center of your conscious awareness. You're a spark of light. Be that spark of light. Go to that spark of consciousness that you are. And let yourself begin to sense that you're floating. That you're floating in a starry sky. You, a spark of light, a brilliant spark of light, a tiny atom of consciousness, but so powerful, so bright, so aware, so present, floating through a sky filled with stars, other points of light, other beings who are here to witness, to love, and to support you. You see, they know who you are. Sometimes when you're in the physical body, you just don't really get how amazing you truly are. How phenomenal. How brilliant. What a beautiful work of the divine you are. But when you're a spark, and they are sparks, you and they are peers, They're your friends. They've come to be with you. The stars in the sky. As many as the Milky Way. Hundreds, thousands. More you cannot see. Surround you with their love. Let yourself feel safe. Let yourself feel supported. Let yourself feel nurtured. You are a spark of consciousness, a piece of the divine, a piece of God, Goddess, all that is, a powerful light being who is having a physical body experience, a radiant reality creator. Everything that you've created, what amazement you've created, what an amazing reality, both positive, negative, and in between. Everything you've created for your benefit. Reality is your friend, working with you, spirit helpers, higher self, to fulfill the purposes of this lifetime, to fulfill your personal mission of knowing who you are, creating a life that reflects that, having fun with that life, and from there, opening up to perhaps a global vision or mission. They love you. Let yourself feel it. Let them send a beam of light to you from every one of those stars. A beam of light comes to you. Till all you can see is light. It comes into you. It tingles. It brightens. It cleans. It clears. It frees you. All inside you. Whatever that is, however that feels, you just get filled up with this beautiful light. Now you can't see it. Magic is working. Know that you are valuable enough to be loved, nurtured, and supported by this mini. And that all the people on the planet could also participate. Imagine that everyone in the neighborhood turns to see you floating as a light being. And are struck with awe and the beauty of your light to send you love and delight in your presence. Imagine, what would that be like? What would it be like if the whole city would turn from what they're doing, pause from what they're doing, and look to see you bright and shining and send their love to you, their support to you? If you can imagine it, fifth dimension, you can bring it, you can bring the energy of it. Let the intention for you is to own your brilliance, your light. You are powerful, you are free being. You are gifted with free will. What is your choice? How do you choose to be this bright, beautiful light being, this powerful reality creator? How do you choose? What are you? Who are you? How to live as who you are? Being you. Honor, love, respect, value, appreciate who you are. Who you are, you're a phenomenal work of divine art. You. And you have choices that you can make to have a good life, to have fun, to have friends, loved ones, success, and health. It's your choice. It is choosing for your benefit, for your love, for your light, to know more of you. What is it that you would like to create with magic? What are the forms, the manifestations that you would like? The business success and money, the new project, the creative project, the job. What about the healing, the emotional healing, the mental healing, the physical healing, so you can feel vital and energetic and happy? And what about the relationships? What about the love? To love others? The choice to love others? What kind of love you want to experience out there coming to you? The love you want to give from you to out there? Feel the love. And now feel what it is you'd feel if what you desired would come to fruition, if what you desire manifests. What would you feel in that moment that you realized it's solid, it's here, it's physical, it's yours, and you're in momentum with it? You're not going to lose it. You're going to be, it's in flow. It's part of you. It's part of your destiny. You and it moving together as natural as one. What does that feel like? Feel the celebration. Feel the power, the confidence, the strength, the light, the love. Feel the freedom. Let go of any resistance you've got. Let go of any resistance anywhere that you have to what you want. What is your resistance? If it's undeserving, let it go now. If it's a sense that you can't do it, it's too big, let that go. Or that it's going to get you into trouble with other people, let it go. Or that you just don't seem to have time to do it. You're so busy surviving, let it go. That you don't have the energy, the physical health, let it go. Let it go. We have a vortex here for you. At the count of three, we're going to take it. All of that stuff, all your resistance, everything that you could possibly do to convince yourself that you cannot get what you want, that you cannot receive it, that somehow or another it's not for you, you're not allowed, you're just not up for it, it's going to come to other people but not to you. All that stuff. All the resistance, all the judgments, or potential judgments of yourself. All the potential blame you may give to other people for you not succeeding or blaming yourself and kicking yourself. Let it go. Let all of that anticipation go. One. Two. And three. Let us just take it and spin it out there. There it goes. Way out there. Way out there into the vortex. Way out into the vortex. Let it go. Let it go. Out of you. Out of you. Empty out. Empty out of all that dark stuff. All that gray, gunky stuff. Empty it out. Empty it out. All that stuff that has a little knot in your stomach, let it go. All the fear, let it go. Let the fear go. Come on, let it out. All the mind chatter about it, worrying I should prepare for the worst and what could possibly happen and what ifs, let it all go. Come on, let it go. until you're limpid and clear like a clear stream of water, where a stream or a river where you can look down and see the stones, the riverbed, perfectly clear, beautiful, colorful stones, clear, pure water. Sense yourself like that. Anything that doesn't fit, let it go. Come on, one last time. Come on. All the rest of it, muddiness. And like a river. And like a river, let yourself feel you're floating along in a current now. Just sense there's a current, a flow. Life is a flow, a perception of time that one thing leaves, another thing comes in. You move forward in time as things unfold, as things shift, as things happen. Feel yourself in the current, the river, the flow, the smooth, smooth flow. Know that this current is taking you to that which you desire, to that which you have chosen, to that self that you are becoming. There is magic working to pull together the forms, the way you want it manifested, or the equivalent, to bring the vibrations and resonance, that beautiful vibratory energy of that success, of that celebratory happiness. No, magic is working to bring it. Feel yourself in a flow. Expect magic to pop something into your reality, to pop this, to pop that, that opportunity, this opportunity. You've looked at all the possibilities, good and bad, worried about the bad, yearned and longed for the good. You let it all go, all the resistance. Let all the charge go now, all the significance, all the importance of what it is that you want. Let all the ego involvement go. Let all the importance and significance of you and that other people see you okay, that like you, accept you, approve of you. Let it go. Let go of all the charge and the worry. Give the manifestation to magic, to give it to that energy and magic that are setting up the baffling synchronicities you cannot explain. Let it set up for you. Let it set up those synchronicities, those awesome synchronicities in time and space for you. Trust it's coming. Hold your resonance. You, the beautiful, brilliant, light being, beloved by many, many, many. Powerful, valuable, lovable, worthy. Light being, spark of consciousness of God. Having a physical body experience in a lifetime, in the now. Hold that resonance. Any fears, any mental chatter, oh, this isn't going to do anything. Let it go. That's the ego. All the importance, let it go. It's just going to happen natural for you and easy and normal. It's all going to be normal and natural. No big deal. No huge, huge thingamajig. It's going to change your life forever and make everybody adore you. No. It's just going to be natural. It's just going to unfold just so naturally and easily, step by step, piece by piece. Natural to you, just easy. As if you've done it this way forever. As if there's nothing to it. You just know it's coming. What you want is coming. You just know you're floating in this river, floating in that direction. And knowing that some things may show up that make you wonder, is this This isn't what I asked for. This is the same old, same old. No, hey, reality's saying, hey, just take your power back. Love yourself. Let it go. Just say no. You're conscious now. Say no. You're not going to go back to the old patterns. Say no. Let everything, let the problems resolve themselves. Generally, if you don't get upset about a problem, if you don't get all bent out of shape and start to control and start to run around like a crazy person, most problems will just eliminate themselves. They'll resolve in positive and magical ways. So just know this, expect this, assume this. This is natural for you. Imagine. Magic is just natural for you. Positive magic is just natural for you. Success is just natural for you. Love, it's just natural. It's just going to happen because it's natural. You're in the flow. You're surrounded by love. Spirit helpers, higher self, us. We're all with you. So let us now, as you float, paying attention to keeping your resonance up, paying attention to your vibration, expanding your light, just imagining how good it is, how normal and natural it is. Just float for a moment in silence, and we and all your helpers are going to do some modulation for you. And now let yourself receive. Let yourself receive from us, from your friends, unseen, and your friends even in physical form. Let yourself receive. Just feel the energies. First you receive in energy before you receive in form. Receive. Receive the love, the healing. Come on, open up, receive more now. You let go of all your resistance, don't bring it back. Let yourself receive, and let the energy fill you up. Let yourself feel light, free, powerful. Receiving, it's natural. It's just natural to receive. You're safe. You're totally, totally safe. Good. Let your mind rest a little bit. It still wants to chatter. Put your mind to work over the next few days looking for the magic. Where's the magic? Where is it? Where is it? I know it's here. Where is the magic? Where is it? Put your mind to work so it doesn't chatter about fear and what if and all the problems. Just kind of direct your mind right now, letting your mind just receive. The mind can't see the magic. It can't see it. It cannot explain it. It cannot control it. It cannot analyze anything. Just let it go. Receive. And feel yourself brighter and bigger than ever. It's like your auric field is a mile. and radios, radiating out, way, way, radiating, radiating, way, 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 way out there. And now, look at your world, look at your life from this perspective, from this divine perspective, looking down at your life, at your world. Look at the zoo. Look at the craziness that's going on there. Look at how people can be so wrapped up in weird games and taking themselves so seriously. Look how funny it is. Look how much importance and seriousness you've had about fixing yourself and manifesting stuff. Let it go. Laugh. Come on. It's time to be light. Come on. It's time to look at the silliness of it. Ha ha! Woohoo! Is this a hoot or what? Life, what a wild trip. What a wild and crazy ride. What an illusion. What an illusion it is. It's all temporary. It all comes, it all goes. You can't hold on to it. It's just all sorts of life and drama and opportunities for drama. Let it go. Let it go. You don't need to be part of the drama anymore. You can laugh. You can see the divine at work everywhere in the oneness. It's all you. It's all happening. It's all energy. It's just energy. Your spin on it is your choice. Just laugh. Your spin on it. It's fun. It's amazing. And even the painful, tragic stuff, the wounds, lighten. Let them be light. Lighten them up. You have a mission in this life. A mission to know yourself, to know the divine that you are. And you're more right now than you were a little while ago. Just let yourself acknowledge that. You're more. And you want your life to be this wonderful life that flows, that's fun, has love and laughter and celebration and success and vitality in it. Just see how it's your vibration. Here's where you're becoming now. This future is coming now. You're becoming more now. And there's something in your world that you want to share, something, your gift, something to change out there, to lift, to heal, that you'd like to share. See it happening. Imagine it happening. Imagining your successful life and imagining you're sharing your gift, you're sharing your message, you're sharing whatever it is you're sharing to help lift the whole. What is that future that is coming? What is that future you are seeing? We have a vortex here at the count of three. Send that image, that feeling, that knowing, that grand dream. Send it out in the vortex into your world to inform every molecule of every tree, every rock, every person, every plant, every animal, the sky, the earth, of your choice, so that your reality, your friend, in conjunction with all of your support system, your support network, will pull it together for you. One, what is that? What is that wonderful dream? Come on, feel it, intensify it, intensify it, brighten it, brighten it. Two, more and more, feel yourself radiant, standing in your truth, shining your love. Three, let it go. Send it out. Send it out to your world. Let your world receive it. Get the message. And feel your reality. shift. Little sparkles of light everywhere. A different reality, a cleaner, purer, new reality for you, the brighter, the greater you. The love you have for your life, for yourself, for your world, for all the ones you love and care about, for nature, for the children of the world, their children, and the generations hence. Your love spreading out like a ripple effect. And know that it's done. It's out there. Your reality's got it. You've lined it up. Let yourself bring your conscious awareness back into body consciousness. Feeling it spread, your consciousness spread into your world, into your environment. Imbuing it with this greater vibration that you are now. And very, very gently, 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 gently open your eyes. Gently. Like a butterfly's wings. Your eyelids gentle. It has begun. This flow, this new direction. We say new because you let go of some resistance, you became greater, and you opened to a greater world. You're being pulled in the direction of your future, of your choice, of your dream. Remember, keep the vibration of you up. Remember. Keep your mind occupied and looking for the magic. It has been our pleasure, as always, working with you. We look forward to whenever we have the opportunity to work with you again in the future. And for now, go in love and light as we surround you with our light and with our love.
Thank you,
Alex. Thank you, dear ones. Farewell.